You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. West Oakland has had an air pollution problem for years. Emergency room visits for asthma are highly concentrated in West Oakland and Emeryville, but they drop off dramatically when you get to other parts of Oakland. A new study is focusing on this variation. Researchers mounted air quality monitors on Google Street View cars and sampled the air every 100 feet in West Oakland. Then they created a heat map that shows pollutants can be up to 6 times as concentrated from one block to the next. KALW's Laura Wenis has more.
Roosevelt King is out on his front steps on Linden Street in West Oakland reading the paper.
Well, this is my father-in-law's paper. Yeah, local paper. He started this paper.
His house stands out on the block because it's nearly covered in plants. Though they're pretty, they're mainly there to help control his asthma.
I try to keep a lot of greenery around me, shrubbery, to help me breathe better. Even in my house, a lot of plants.
Asthma, lung disease, and bronchitis are common in this neighborhood. Within a few blocks of King's house, I ran into 3 other people with respiratory illnesses.
I don't know how many others do walk around with asthma and, you know, and trying to deal with it.
That's because air pollution is highly concentrated in this area. But it varies a lot, even within the neighborhood. A new study from the Environmental Defense Fund, Google Street View, and the West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project shows a big difference in pollution levels from King's Block to the next. Because the study uses mobile monitors on cars, it shows what traditional stationary air quality monitors can't.
So we have been doing our air monitoring based on a fact called ground truthing, where people are, all right? So finally, I guess technology has caught up to be able to do ground surface measurements.
Margaret Gordon is the co-founder of the West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project. She's been tracking ground level pollution for years.
Through the wind currents, where the pollution is, the trucks are on the ground, the trucks are not in the air, right? Trucks are on the ground.
The study shows diesel pollution is heaviest along highways and roads. For example, researchers found that pollution near the Bay Bridge on-ramp was particularly bad. They think it's because vehicles are speeding up there, spewing diesel particles into the air. Possibly the worst measurements on the map came up at 3rd and Adeline Streets. I went to check it out. This is one of the routes to the Port of Oakland.
Trucks only come here because of the Port of Oakland. Why would trucks? Because there's another other industrial base use for trucks to be here outside from the Port of Oakland. We don't have Nabisco Cracker Company here. Mm-hmm. We don't have Berkeley Farms here. We don't have Granny Goose Chips here. We don't have any manufacturing here. So why would trucks be here?
The port has been working on significantly reducing emissions. Internal studies show that diesel particulate from trucks operating at the port dropped 95% over 10 years. It now has higher standards for truck engines, requires appointments for cargo pickups, and is planning new warehouses closer to docks. These numbers and fixes concern what happens on port properties. Outside that boundary, truck traffic is still a major polluter. But in some areas mapped by the mobile monitors, it's a complete mystery where the pollution is coming from.
Because we've been here 45 years, and when I came here, I didn't have any asthma.
Remember Roosevelt King on his steps with all the greenery? Well, he lives on a street that the new study actually indicates is pretty clean, except for one spot in the middle of the block. I asked King and a few other neighbors about this, and nobody was really sure of the answer.
I'm seen to be in the middle of myself. I don't know. Tell me.
A few people speculated it might be related to ongoing construction on one of the houses. Another person suggested it might be trucks idling on a nearby median. I didn't find the answer, but it illustrates how different one pocket of air can be from the next.
We suspected that different parts of the neighborhood had different kinds of air quality because of the activities that take place outside your front door.
And why does that matter? Brian Beveridge, who also works at the West Oakland Environmental Indicators Project, says exhaust isn't seen as dangerous the same way other factors like lead are.
There's nothing in the paperwork when you buy your condo next to the freeway that says that you are now exposing yourself and your children to high levels of diesel particulate, which is known to cause cancer, asthma, hypertension, brain tumors. You know, no one tells you that.
Beveridge says this data helps make the connection between exhaust and real health effects.
So we begin to draw a line from the big source to the small source to the localized exposure to the actually being able to say that you have these chemicals in your blood that demonstrate your exposure. And then if you actually have, you know, exposure-related illness, it's almost a smoking gun at that point, right?
That smoking gun illustrates that pollution is affecting people now, and you don't necessarily have to live next to a refinery to feel it. In fact, one block could make all the difference. In San Francisco, I'm Laura Wenis for CrossCurrents.